Hello, thank you for joining us for another exciting podcast. Today, we have some members of the DKG Ignite class of 2022 who are going to talk to us about their experience at DKG Ignite. You'll be hearing some about the history, about the application process, their experiences, and what they've learned both professionally and personally. So we're going to start it off with Marcy Erickson, and I'm going to hand it over to her. Marcy?
Thank you, Trish. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I was inducted into DKG in 2008. And I'd first like to share some of the history of DKG Ignite with our listeners. In 1979, to commemorate the Society's 50th anniversary, the Golden Gift Fund was established. It was funded by Dr. Eula Lee Carter, a Texas State honorary founder. And the fund's purpose was to provide leadership training, and in the past, it also allotted special stipends for research and professional development. Up until 2019, the leadership training was called the Leadership Management Seminar, and 30 members were selected for a two-week annual seminar that later became a biannual event held in even-numbered years during the months of June or July. The 2002 seminar was called DKG Ignite, Leaders Empowering Leaders, and 20 members were selected for an intensive one-week training. The Leadership Management Seminars, as along with DKG Ignite, they were both held in coordination with the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin. And that provides a brief history of DKG Ignite. And for myself, DKG Ignite provided an opportunity to participate in specially designed curriculum for the 21st century leader. Some of the session topics addressed organizational change, negotiation, conflict management, pitching, creative solutions, just to name a few. And without the Golden Gift Ignite Award, I would not have been able to partake of such relevant training on my own and be able to share its teaching with others. In addition, the award connected me to 19 other members, all passionate about DKG and its mission and vision. And we get to share our experiences and ideas with each other. We get to troubleshoot. We're still connected. And it's just a lifelong experience that I will treasure. Now I'd like to pass that on podcast on to Katina.
Hello, everyone. My name is Katina Keener. I am in the Virginia State organization, and I've been in Delta Kappa Gamma for 9 years. DKG Ignite was such an enriching experience, both in my professional and personal life. This intensive week-long opportunity was full of rich learning experiences that provided the perfect balance. They gave me the opportunity to explore my confidence and skill set, but also provided me a support system of educators, including Marcy, who was my roommate during the week while we stayed in the dorms. I really enjoyed being able to create this lifelong network of colleagues, and most importantly, they've become friends. And I know that this experience will continue to touch me throughout my experiences with DKG. Now I'll pass it on to Janine.
Thank you, Katina. I'm Janine de Jong from the Netherlands, Europe, and we are also a member of DKG, and we were also invited to apply for the Ignite, and so I did. And I was selected. It took 2 years waiting because it was COVID, but then I could go to Austin. It was quite a trip. And I felt very young again, sleeping in the dorm, meeting the students, eating in the restaurants. It was such fun. But I learned also very much, and I learned other people. There was another lady from Iceland, and there was another lady from Mexico, and the rest was from the USA. And it was great meeting everybody, learning so much about DKG. And they said to me before I went, it's a life-changing event, and it was. When I came home from the DKG, Ignite, I realized I had to change my job. So I quitted the team I worked for many years, and now I'm teaching refugees. And I think I would have never done that when I didn't go to Ignite. Another thing is that I learned so much, and I try to spread the news to everybody. So I would I want to thank very much DKG International for providing us this free, almost free week of knowledge. And I want to I want to motivate everybody to take this chance. Thank you. And I want to give it now to Angela.
Hi, so I am Angela Hill. I'm a member of North Carolina DKG. I've been a member since 2007. And I was in a transition state when I applied for Ignite. And so it was a waiting game with COVID, but exactly happened when it needed to. As I prepared to attend Ignite, there are some money that members would have to pay. DKG covers most of the trip, but there is money that would need to be paid by those that apply for Ignite. And so I went to my chapter and shared that I had gotten Ignite, and their first response was, "How can I help you?" And so my chapter collected money to help pay for me to go. So the money out of my pocket was less than $200, and the chapter paid for the rest because they understood that if I learned, I could come back and share with them. And so I've had the opportunity since returning from Ignite to present at my chapter level as well at our state organization's convention. And so it's kind of multiplied. So because my chapter thought enough of me to help fund my way there, others have benefited from the time I spent with Ignite. In my new role as a principal, I have pulled out a lot of the things, most of the things that deal with personalities. As a new principal, I have to get to know people quickly. And so we've done some Myers-Briggs work. We've talked about our strengths and weaknesses. And I think knowing my strengths and weaknesses, and that came to light during activities during Ignite, has made me a better leader because I'm able to approach those that I work with in a more gentle way, acknowledging where they come to me every day at the school, and really getting to know myself and how I can lead and still be my authentic self, but still expect much out of those that I work with because of the children that we teach. So overall, it's been a great experience. And I will say that sadly, probably for them, the ladies that join me in Ignite will always be on call for me because they all have experiences that I can ask them about because we are so diverse. I'll continue to learn from Ignite. So they might not see me as a bother, but I will bother them because I know that I'm better together with them and what they've already gone through, not just in DKG, but just as women leaders and women educators in the world that we can learn from each other and share. So that's a little bit about what Ignite has meant to me.
Super. Thank you so much, Angela and Marcy and Janine and Katina, for sharing those experiences. I want to talk just a little bit about the application process. The application is available under your My DKG tab on the website, and then you'll go to the Apply and Submit. And when you scroll down, it's going to be pretty much close to the end of the page. You will see the application there. It is in the form of a Google form. So you'll click on it and you'll answer the questions that are there. And it's also going to ask you for a short little video. My recommendation, and some of you may wish to chime in on this as well, is have someone review your video before you actually submit it in and review your application. You know, have maybe two people look over it just to make sure that you're answering the questions that are being asked of you in a proper way so that your application can be scooted up to the top of the pile. And I don't know if any of you want to share your experiences about the application while we're here.
I'll share a little bit. This is Marcy. I remember when I did do the application, it was the application process had been revamped. And so there was a small narrative part that had to answer a few questions, short answer questions. And as Trish said, the video, I set it up at the house and we used our phone and my husband helped me. Initially, I was a little uncomfortable being on video, but at the same time, I thought this is 21st century and this is what I need to participate in. And so I actually appreciated the challenge or the nudge to apply in a video format. And at the time, I had moved, even though we had been delayed 2 years due to COVID, but at the time, I had just moved in to a new position from a traditional classroom setting, teaching content, core content and electives into the library and TV production. So I felt that this helped me understand what my students experience when they're new to the video process. And I appreciated that. And the library that I was moving into was in transition. And that's what I spoke mainly to, what I was trying to acquire through DKG Ignite to help me transition the library. And here we are from that application process, approximately 3 years later. And I am very, very pleased with, we're still in transition, but we've made lots of leaps and bounds. And I really do attribute it to DKG and the support of the members who participated in the experience with me. And of course, chapter and state members who I also am always inquiring information for. So it truly is life-changing and very applicable and relevant to what you do in your everyday life.
Thank you so much, Marcy. That's really wonderful. Does anyone else have anything to share?
Well, I forgot to tell that I'm the state president of the Netherlands, and the DIC Ignite helped me very much to find my leadership role. And also, I'm now a member of the ad hoc committee Leadership Discovery Center. And I would never have done it if I didn't have the knowledge and experience of Ignite. So, and I understood from other members of the Ignite that they all, a lot of them have positions within DKG, like state president or other members of the committee. So it really helps us to get be a part of DKG in another role.
Right. So it kind of helps pull you out of your shell, right? A lot of us were really shy, quiet the first couple of days. And then when it got to be like the last day or the day before that, you know, everybody is, you know, we're all friends, we're all hanging out and laughing and giggling. And it brought really everybody out of their shell, I think. So it was a wonderful experience for me as well. I was fortunate enough to be a part of this great group. And yes, staying in the dorms was really different, something different for sure, but it was fun. We kind of had the dorms on that side to ourselves. And so it was really great eating in the cafeteria there. They had really great food, I thought, and it was really good. So there were trips to Target. I think Angela might have been one of the ones that was running over to Target on our breaks when we had the little mini breaks in the session. And she would ask, you know, did anybody need anything from Target? I'm going to run over to Target real quick. So I think it was just really a great experience for me and for all of us. As Katina said, we've remained friends. We've tried to find ways to meet up at the conferences and conventions, and as well as having some little mini Zooms here and there. So it has afforded us some lifelong friendships, I think, as well. And we were the very first class of DKG Ignite. So we get to start DKG Ignite off with a bang. So I will close up our podcast here and thank everyone for listening. If you have any questions, you can feel free to email one of us if you'd like. You can certainly email me from the website if you need to get in touch with one of the other members, and I'll be glad to pass that along. Or you can look them up in the DKG directory as well. But we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.